Melissa Smith is a senior policy analyst for the Michigan League for Human Services, and she's on the other end of our line. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
You got your coffee right there?
It's still brewing. I can smell it, though, from the other room.
I got you up before the coffee was brewed. My apologies.
I know. That's my dedication.
Well, you had the opportunity to testify on House Bills 5032, 5033, House Families, Children, and Seniors Committee. Tell us why you felt you needed to speak to this committee.
Well, they're in the process of implementing an asset limit for the food assistance program here in Michigan, which we haven't had prior to this. You know, this is all kind of the spin out from Larry Fick, the lottery winner who received food assistance. And unfortunately, that's kind of spiraled into this idea that there are vast majorities of people that are gaming the system for food assistance. And so that's sort of where this policy has been driven. Now, there are two different bills here. The 5032 actually is simply one that allows for information sharing between the lottery and DHS, and we're not opposed to that. In fact, our stance is sort of like, let's make smart policy. Let's not do a huge, broad stroke. If we have a problem, let's go in and address that problem versus subjecting 2 million people to an asset test instead of just saying, you know, lottery winnings over $1,000 don't count or something like that.
All right. What's the problem with qualifying folks and making sure that they're not living in elaborate homes and driving nice cars?
Absolutely. There is nothing wrong with saying that this should only go to the people that need it. First of all, I should mention that DHS stated yesterday that they think 0.0075% of the people receiving food assistance would actually have assets in excess of what this limit would be. So what our problem with it is that we have a lot of newly unemployed people who've never had to rely on the system before. They probably own houses and newer cars, and they probably put together some savings. We had an example that a woman gave yesterday that a woman that is a senior has put away money in her bank account for her burial. But that would count as an asset against her. Our biggest thing, actually, is that this is not the time to add additional hurdles to people that are trying to seek assistance. Beyond that, assets are a good thing. There's like $50 million that the federal government gives to encourage people to build assets, but all of those go to people who make $50,000 or above. If you don't have savings, or if we ask people to spend down their savings, they're going to be on government assistance longer. We're simply making it more and more difficult for people to get off of the program. And there are income limits. The income limits are like 185% of the federal poverty level, which is for a family of three, $17,000. So it's very unlikely that if your income is below that level that you have a ton of assets anyway.
Well, you know, Melissa, I understand this. And by the way, how many people will this bill affect?
Well, what they have said is that 0.0075% will be affected. Mm-hmm. But that is not what the major issue is. The major issue is 2 million people will be subject to an asset test. And what has happened while DHS has implemented this policy is that a letter went out giving people who had no idea this was going to be implemented 10 days to gather the last 5 years of information on their assets and get it to DHS, and if they didn't, they would lose their food assistance. In addition, 5,000 people got a letter a week before October 1st saying, we've determined you have too many assets, your case is canceled, and you can go through the appeals process. So they didn't even give them an opportunity to respond and say if they had assets or not.
I see. So if they would have maybe been given 90 days, that would have been more fair, you think? And that would have given people reasonable time to gather these resources?
I think that would have been reasonable, except that I still don't know that going through all of this work of making all of these people produce proof of assets is even an intelligent policy decision, and it's a horrible time to do it. The thing is, this is actually going to cost Michigan money. A lot of people don't know this. The food benefit is paid 100% by the federal government, but the state splits the admin cost 50-50. I mean, you're going to add 2 million people to be assessed for assets. And already you have caseworkers with 900 cases on average, and you want to quadruple or more than that. I think I calculated like 10 times their caseload to verify the assets for this. That is going to cost the state money, and it will also increase our error rates. It's going to, last time that we made a big policy change, we had an audit, and it ended up costing $65 million in fines. And the thing is that throughout the nation, states have started to eliminate the asset test because they have found, one, it discourages and punishes people for doing the right thing, saving money, trying to get themselves through a hard situation, and two, it's not worth all of the expense and all of the time spent. It's not good spending of tax dollars to try and catch those one or two people.
I understand that. If I was to play devil's advocate, though, I would say that we put money away for rainy days, and it would really irk me a little bit, as opposed to be taking some tax dollars I could put into my kid's college fund that I'm giving money to via tax dollars to help someone who has money in the bank, and they could do that on their own.
Right. And I don't disagree that there are those outliers that make it look like there are all of these people that are gaming the system. And I think that we get that sensationalist idea. And so, you know, I was talking to a woman who called in who had broken her back, actually, and she was a homeowner. She rented property. And so when she broke her back, and then
Melissa, I'm sorry,
I'm going into too long.
No,
of the
it's
story.
Okay. I got to get to break. So let's stay in touch and let me know how these bills end up.
Okay, I will.